Now that's Pondicherry. What Pondicherry has the history that we can say it is influenced or the impact on the monuments or the architecture or the entire city can be seen with respect to the past that it has. So the past would be it is influenced by Portugal, it is influenced by Dutch, the French and the English. So it gives you a different feeling. It so it's a town which gives you a French town feeling, then there are certain parts which give you a Dutch feeling to it. So it has four main beaches which are there: Promenade Beach, Paradise Beach, Serenity Beach and Orwell Beach. Each of them have a beautiful scenic beach side that it has, the coastline. Again, these are the beaches which are on a cleaner side, as we can say, with respect to the aesthetic beauty of it. Now, one of the most famous the attraction that we have is the Sri Aurobindo Ashram, which is a renowned ashram in India, with devotees from India and all over the world. Its spiritual tenets represent a synthesis of yoga and modern science. So, Aurobindo Ashram is an ashram, and it gives ahead certain things like the meditation. Then there is modern science, the self-awareness. All these are the philosophies which attract not only people from entire India but also from outside. That is, most of the Westerners who are followers of this particular school of thought to pay a visit to the ashram. And it is most of the time throughout the year is packed. There are certain many workshops which are held or many other things which are carried out here. Auroville is an experimental township. Now, this is a town which attracts whole lot of international tourists or international visitors, I should say, which is situated 8 kilometers northwest of Pondicherry. That's the main city of Pondicherry. The purpose of Auroville was to realize human unity. So annually there are specific things that are taken place. So there are many visitors who come to attend this particular festival, if I can use the term over here. It is actually a kind of activities which are done to promote human unity across the globe. So the purpose of Auroville is to realize human unity. During the inauguration ceremony, soil from 124 countries was being bought and placed in a lotus-shaped urn. This was a kind of a symbol as to the soil from each country coming together at a single pace, a place, and creating a peace town, which I can say is at Auroville. Now, there is a huge monument. There are many people who follow this particular thought. They visit to these places, and there are many activities which are taken place. So again, if you search about Auroville, the town, you can have an you can see various images which are associated with it. There are various articles which you can read and what exactly Auroville is. So it deals with what I should say, the world peace theory. That's Maitri Mandir, which is there. It is a very good architecture. If an aerial view of this particular area is taken, it is the center, and in and around it is the circular peripheral things that we have. So this is the Maitri Mandir, which is there. It is supposed to be worshipping humanity. Now that's the Aurobindo Ashram, which we can see. Although it is not architecturally a building which one can visit, but it is for the thought of the school that the ashram promotes that makes it worth the visit. Now the next or the other attractions that we have in Pondicherry are the Jawahar Toy Museum. It has a collection of over 120 dolls, each one dressed in costumes from different Indian states. So if one has to know all the Indian states, since they have endemic cultures to them. So certain states will have typical dresses and typical costumes which are followed in those states. So there are 120 dolls which are placed here and which show those. Now there is Children's Museum, which has a collection of snail shells from Pondicherry region. So that is these two museums are worth visiting. Ostiary Lake is one of the lakes which is located in north at distance of 10 kilometers from Pondicherry main city town, and has a wide variety of aquatic species and is also has a bird sanctuary. So there are many attractions associated with the city Pondicherry, but what attracts the tourists to the Pondicherry as a city is the ambience or the feel that Pondicherry the city gives of a sleepy town. So it is the ambience of Pondicherry that a tourist might feel, making it different from the other cities which are located over there. So that concludes the Union Territories of India. We have tried to recognize the main tourist attractions that this Union Territories have to offer. Now, it has more to offer, but these are the main ones that we dealt with. Let us see what states of India have to offer for a tourist. Now, let us start dealing with the states in an alphabetical order. Now, the first one would be Andhra Pradesh here. Now, what I might suggest is that almost all of the states have their own official website. These official websites will give you real information. So, when you want more information about most of the things that are discussed in the session or in this particular subject, I would advise to go on the official website, which would be ending with an n.nic or .gov, rather than going on any other website and having certain other unofficial things about that particular topic or that particular attraction. Then again, each of the states that we have, they have their own tourism website. So if I'm talking about Andhra Pradesh, Andhra Pradesh will have a Andhra Pradesh official website, which might be with GOV and NIC, and Andhra Pradesh tourism website would be there. So these are the websites which will give you beautiful images. It will give you overall a picture of what the circuits, which are known as the tourist circuits of the states are. So if I'm talking about Andhra Pradesh, what will be the ideal way to visit Andhra Pradesh, which will be the typical cities which have most of the tourist attractions, will be which these information will be there on the official tourism websites of such states. So these are hosted by the state organizations which deal into tourism, that is tourism state tourism organizations. Now let us come to what Andhra Pradesh has to offer to the tourist world that we have. The first foremost is the famous Tirupati temple. Okay, now it is famously known as the temple of Lord of Cinema. So most of the people who visit to Tirupati temple are in some way associated with the cinema world that we have. So that's Tirupati is by far the most sought after religious destination in South India, located in Tirumala Hills in Chittoor district of Andhra Pradesh. This temple is known as the richest Hindu temple in the world. Now, when we are talking about visiting Tirupati, apart from having a beautiful artistic temple that we have, the huge gopurams, it is the lord or the deity of the temple that attracts the religious travelers or the pilgrim people across India to Tirupati. Then there are various packages which Tirupati gives. So if we are talking about a tour package to Andhra Pradesh, there will be a special package which is pilgrim package, and it will be in and around Tirupati. So there are certain things that they include in the package, like VIP passes, or they have certain things like offerings to God. Those will be included in that package. So that's how it is sold. Now, the Char Minar that we have was built in 1591 AD. The exquisitely shaped minaret is crowned by a bulbous dome with dainty petal-like designs at the base. The beautiful mosque is located at the western end of the open roof, and the remaining part served as a court during the Qutub Shahi times. Now, if one visits Char Minar, it is a magnificently tall structure. What attracts the travelers is how the dome is placed and the minarets, which are perfectly aligned to the entire design, making it very picturesque. Now, that is two of the attractions that we have. The other one that Andhra Pradesh has to offer is the magnificent Golconda Fort. Now, ideally, if you are a traveler, if you are a passionate traveler like my kind, it will take you more than 4 hours to actually go across Golconda Fort, and with a very good guide, a tourist guide who actually loves to tell you what each and every place inside that particular fort would be. This was originally a mud fort founded by Kakatiya kings of Warangal during 13th century. It attained glory under the Qutub Shahi dynasty. What is most famous about Golconda and Golconda fort and in and around, it was famous for being rich in diamonds. So it was rich for the precious stones which are found in and around Golconda area. Now Kohinoor diamond, the precious Kohinoor diamond, which is India's, as we love to say it. So that is this area where it was found. Then again, the entire acoustic system, the way it is built, if you have the good fortune, if the tourists have a good fortune to have a very good tourist guide, he will tell you how a particular person will be standing at a place and he will be clapping or making some noise, and a person who is standing at the other end might hear that noise, and at a very large distance. So this is how the architecture was being designed. The reason for this designs was maybe a king is sitting at one corner and he wants to call his own servant. So he might clap, and the servant who is located at some other place might hear that clap and he might come. So these are certain things which are a part and parcel of your touristic experience. And if you have a very good guide, he will come up with such stories in relation to that. What matters here and what we need to see is how beautifully this architecture was done. Now that's at the entry gate. Can be, this is one of the examples, can be heard clearly at Bala Hasar, the highest point a kilometer away. So at that distance also you can hear the voice of clapping a hand. So Golconda Fort is one of the attraction which should not be missed. Now that's Tirupati. You can see the Gopurams here that we have. Then this is the Char Minar. You can see the beautifully aligned minarets and the dome. There are the arcs which are here. The Golconda Fort and the view of the city which is down. So that's Golconda Fort. The tombs of the legendary Qutub Shahi kings lie about a kilometer away from Banjara Darwaza of Golconda Fort. Planned and built by Qutub Shahis themselves, these tombs are said to be the oldest historical monuments of Hyderabad. Now again, these tombs are worth seeing because they are a beautiful amalgamation of various architectural styles, that's Persian, Python and Hindu architectural styles. So when we are talking about Hindu architectural styles, it is the typical Chhatri styles of Hindus that was adapted here. The Persians are the dome structure that is there, and Python, that is again a unique style. So all of this came together to form the Shahi tombs that we have. Across the world, the Qutub Shahi would be one of the kind monument where the entire dynasty has been buried at one place. So these are where the Qutub Shahis, that is the royals, are buried. So that's at one specific place that we have the tombs. Now comes the Ramoji Film City. I think almost all of us must have seen some part of Ramoji City in some of the films, because this is one of the most largest integrated film studio complex, and it is one of its kind. It is huge and it is spread out. So there are different areas. There are area which is built in such a way that it resembles Mughal gardens. Then there is an area which resembles certain Rajasthani style temples. Then there are streets which are built. So these are the built-in structures and are leased for shootings. Now for what a tourist can have, tourists have a beautiful experience of going to Ramoji Film City and taking a bus hire, that's a bus trip inside the Ramoji Film City. So you take a ticket, hop on in this buses and go around the film city. So it spread over 1,666 acres and Asia's most popular recreation center. So ideally, the guide who guides the tourist in Ramoji Film City is very beautifully explaining, this is the site where so and so film took place, and that is the site when so and so took place. So if you are those movie fanatics, you will definitely remember each and every site and try to recollect it from the movies that you have seen. So that's one of the attraction. The magnificent Chaumala Palace was the seat of Asaf Jahi dynasty, and where the Nizams entertained their official guests and royal visitors. Built over 200 years ago, Chaumala is renowned for its unique style and elegance. Now, as unique its exterior is, as magnificent its exterior is, its interior is also brilliant. There are huge chandeliers that you can see at Chaumala Palace. And it is the entire ambience of royalty that one can experience. Nagarjuna Konda was a historical Buddhist town 1700 years ago, now an island located near Nagarjuna Sagar in Guntur district. It was formed when a hill was submerged in the waters of Nagarjuna Sagar Dam. So this is also one of the visiting place that a tourist can go to. Now let's see the photographs. Here we have Ramoji Film City. Now if you can see, it seems to be one of the gardens in, say, Rajasthan or Gujarat, along with the beautiful chhatris that he has. However, it is an area inside Ramoji Film City. Then again, these are the gardens, certain monuments that are inside the film city itself that you can see. This is the interior of Chaumala Palace, and that's how the exterior looks. These are certain things which you can see, and if you want to view these attractions in more detail, you can definitely search for images of Ramoji Film City, and you will be bombarded with beautiful images of Ramoji Film City for your perusal. Let us see what the next has. Arunachal Pradesh is a state towards northeastern India. Ideally, it has what a tourist can experience is the scenic beauty of Arunachal Pradesh. It has beautiful hills, it has wildlife sanctuaries to offer, it has the birds, the plantations which are there. So that is something which Arunachal Pradesh has to offer. It also deals with some other being towards the area which is influenced by Tibetan or Buddhist culture. It has some of the many famous monasteries which are there. Now, one of the famous ones is Tawang Monastery, which is an important seat for Mahayana Buddhism. This world famous monastery of the Gelukpa was founded during the 17th century by Mera Lama, Roderick Gladstone, who is considered as a contemporary of the fifth Dalai Lama. Now, it is the Asia's second largest monastery and India's largest, which controls 17 gompas in the region. Now, when we are talking about Buddhist culture, we have certain schools of thoughts which are known as gompas. So, these are the 17 gompas which are controlled by this monastery here. So those who are followers of Buddhists do pay a visit to this monastery. What is more famous here is the Buddhist gold inscribed scriptures Kangyur and Tangyur, which are preserved here. So it is more important for Buddhist travelers going to Arunachal Pradesh. Again, another thing that attracts Arunachal Pradesh is its isolatedness or its isolation from the mainland. The ambience or the feeling that the state gives to the tourist is different than what the other states might give. So there are other attractions which are, say, viewing points from where you can see the scenic panoramic beauty. So all this are a part and parcel of what Arunachal Pradesh has to offer. So if you go on the official website and the tourism website of Arunachal Pradesh, there are many packages which are gives. Most of the packages are either eco tours, or there are wildlife sanctuaries which you can visit. There are scenic beauties which are associated with it. So that is Arunachal Pradesh. Let us see what the next state is. Now let's see what Assam the state has to offer. Assam again is located in northeastern India. Apart from what it is famous for is the Assam tea plantations, it is famous for other tourist attractions that Assam needs to, or has to offer. Now one of it would be the Srimanta Sankardeva Kalashetra. Kalashetra meaning something to do with art, and rightly so, because this is an institution or an organization which provides a platform for this artists which are there here. So it has been set up as a grand exposition of life and culture of the people of Assam. So in case we are a tourist and visiting this, we can see the central museum which houses tribal artifacts, local Assam ethnic culture. So on the visit to these museums, we can easily reconnect, we can easily connect with the Assam culture that it is there. Named after the greatest Vaishnava saint, Srimant Sankardeva, the greatest integrator of Assamese society, Srimant Sankardeva, the Kalashetra is a multi-arts complex. So there are many events, many festivals which are happening. So if by chance a tourist is lucky enough to be at that place when such festivals or activities or other things are performed, it will be a wholesome experience. So that is worth a visit. Even the area wherein the Kalakshetra is located is worth visiting. Hajo, which is another place located 32 kilometers from main town Guwahati, on the north bank of Brahmaputra, it is a place where three religions meet: Hinduism, Islamic and Buddhism. Now Hajo is a place wherein we have a Buddhist temple, which is a main shrine for Buddhism, pilgrim. Then we have a Hindu temple which is located in the same vicinity, and we have a mosque over there that's for the Islamic pilgrims. Now this mosque is said to be is very famous as Pau Mecca, that is the mosque. It is said that it is one of the oldest mosque which is in the area. It is known to be Pau Mecca because that is 1/4 Mecca, because the soil from Mecca has been bought to build the structure of the mosque. So it is one of the holiest ones for the Muslims in the area. So these three things are in vicinity at the place Hajo, and you can see it also has the typical architecture which we can see in these temples. Now the other place which we have is the Sib Sagar. Now the word which says Sib Sagar is Shiv Sagar, that is an ocean which is created by Lord Shiva. It's 369 kilometers east of Guwahati and is a beautiful town located around the huge Sib Sagar tank, an artificial lake which was constructed by Queen Madambika in 1734 at that time. So that's quite old. Shiv temple on the bank is supposed to be the highest Shiv temple in India. So it is on an elevation here. The views from this place is magnificent. Now what we have is Assam's only hill station, that's Haflong. Now what they say is Haflong is a place where you see lots of rainbows. Now there is a very good viewpoint here wherein you can see the water rising up. That is, there is a point wherein the water is falling, it's a cascading water, and the water goes down in such a speed that it is reflecting back again, and you can see beautiful rainbows at that particular view. So it's this it's said that you see the rainbow down below. So that's the rainbow at down below. So that's the place where you see the rainbow. So again, one of a brilliant sights that Assam has to give to any nature fanatic who visits there. Then we have the wildlife viewing. No one can forget the Kaziranga National Park of Assam. It is the jewel of India because it is a site where you can see one-horned rhino. So wildlife viewing is popular tourist pursuit. Kaziranga National Park, we have Manas National Park, we have Dibrus Saikova National Park and Nameri National Park, out of which the best ones which are not to be missed are the Kaziranga National Park and Manas National Park. There are many endemic birds and endemic species, animal species which are here. Now let us come to the state of Bihar. Alright, Bihar is today, if we are talking about the tourist attractions, Bihar comes to be one of the very important states when we are talking about our Buddhist circuit. Now, what do we mean by Buddhist circuit? Is this is a circuit or a tourism circuit which is created for Buddhist tourism or Buddhism that we see. So, in this circuit, the pilgrims, Buddhist pilgrims, will travel to the places which are important for Buddhism as a religion. So, most of these places fall under the state of in the state of Bihar. And so Bihar forms a very important state when we are talking about Buddhist circuit. So there was one thing which was started, that is a Buddhism circuit train which was there, which connected this cities and formed a tour package or a tour itinerary related to Buddhism circuits. So let's see what are the things or what are the cities that Bihar has to offer. The foremost important site is the Bodh Gaya. It is Bodh Gaya that Lord Buddha meditated under a peepal tree and attained enlightenment. The tree is called Bodhi tree. A descendant of the same tree still flourishes here. Now, this is one of the most precious sites for Buddhist travelers or Buddhist pilgrims all over. Well, this is the tree which is there. It is said to be the tree of enlightenment, and that's how Bodhi tree is the name here. So, that's a peepal tree that we have. This is somewhere where people pay their homage or tribute. Now, the next city that we have is Nalanda. Again, one of the very ancient cities of India. It was the Nalanda University that we had. It is said that the entire university was ruined by the invaders, those the Mughal or the other invaders which came here. Now, it is said that it housed so many drafts or so many documents and scriptures that all of this, when they were burned down, the entire fumes or the cloud of those fumes was so huge that it remained in the air. So, it was that big of that big place in ancient India. So, it was our university, the Hindu university that we can say. So, that's Nalanda, which represents the rich ancient knowledge. The renowned Buddhist university was also established here in the 5th century by the Gupta emperors. Now, today what you can see are the ruins of Nalanda, which are worth seeing. It takes a very good tourist guide to take the tourist across those ruins and tell you the importance of each monument or the importance of that particular tourist attraction here. Now, then there is Pavapuri. This is one more site, which is supposedly where Lord Mahavir breathed his last around 500 BC and was cremated. So, again, one of the very famous sites which is visited by Jain which is visited by the pilgrims from everywhere. Now, then there is Kushinagar, which is well known because of its association with, again, Buddha's cremation. So, what happens is when anyone comes to Bihar, these are the main things which Bihar has to offer, especially to the tourist. If we are to go by the numbers that are seen, there are many tourists who are coming from Southeast Asia, China, Japan, to these states, and then there are again our domestic tourists who are flocking to this particular places. The other city which Bihar has to offer is the main city, Patna. It is also one of the ancient cities. Earlier it was known as Patlipura. So what happens is it has various ancient monuments. It has temples which are there, then other monuments which it has to offer. So overall, that is which tourist attractions that Bihar offers. Let's see what is the next state that we have. Is Chhattisgarh. Now, when we talk about Chhattisgarh, we have the image of the green state which is there. It is, if we are to rank one of the states with the best greenery, it would be Chhattisgarh. Ideally, it has a touristic appeal to it because it is famous for tribal tour packages which are promoted by Chhattisgarh. It is the eco tour packages which are promoted by Chhattisgarh. Now, Chhattisgarh has tour packages that are tribal and eco. Apart from that, there are again wildlife that it is done. So, the way Chhattisgarh attracts the tourists are the unique way of life of people at Chhattisgarh. So, if you may see, there are many outside tourists, that is the inbound tourists that we have, will have Chhattisgarh as one of the attractions because of this tribal packages. So Champaran is one of the place in Chhattisgarh. It's identified with Champaranya, that is the birthplace of Seth Vallabhacharya, the reformer and founder of Vallabh sect, whom this place has religious sanctity. Then the state has magnificent waterfalls, mountains, forest and wildlife. Now if you go on Chhattisgarh's official website or Chhattisgarh's tourism website, the way Chhattisgarh is presented is you have so many of hillocks, so many scenic beauty. There are forests, there are meadows, and there are waterfalls across the states, and they are magnificent. So it's the scenic beauty that has an appeal. It is more rustic or more raw because it is the state, as compared to the others, is still on a developing state or is less developed than the rest of the states that we have. So it is the green state of Chhattisgarh, has 41.33 of its area under forest. And when we are talking about forests, it's not just forest, we are talking about very dense forests. We have Kangar Valley National Park, Achan Kumar Wildlife Sanctuary and Barna Vapur Sanctuary as the tourist hot spots. So again, these are wildlife sanctuaries which attract the tourists. There are safaris which are here. Now, slowly the tourism is catching up in this particular state, and the kind of service that is given is also improving. Then there is Bastar Palace, which is one of the famous monument here. It was built by rulers of Bastar Kingdom. So Bastar Kingdom is the ruling kingdom of Chhattisgarh, the state. So this is the palace which was used by them. Now, when we are talking about the tour packages, there are many shows or the tourist shows, as we know. Chhattisgarh has been featured in one of such shows, wherein they show you how the artifacts are made. So it's one of the experience wherein the tourists actually visit, and there are these tribal artifacts which are made in Chhattisgarh and how they are made. So most of these handicrafts which are famous are made by the tribal people or by the people who are endemic to Chhattisgarh. So that is one that Chhattisgarh has to offer. Let's see what other state is. Now comes the state of Goa. It has to be there if we are talking about tourism spots in India. Now, when we talk about state of Goa, as compared to other states in India, on an area basis, it's quite smaller. But with respect to tourism, it is one of the highest earners that we have in India. Now, when we talk about Goa, it is proclaimed tourist spots, majorly attracting tourists for say overall picnic. Is the most of a picnic spot. So here is earlier how Goa was advertised was sun, sea, and sand. But today how we see Goa is Goa, which is overall experience. That's the yearly experience that we have. So earlier in monsoon, Goa used to be shut down. That is with respect to tourism industry shut down. So it would there won't be hardly any tourist who would visit Goa. But today Goa is a full year package. It's like tourists are coming there for monsoon holidays as well. So that's Goa. It is best known for beaches, which are filled with millions of tourists every year. So these are the beaches which attract them the most. Many beaches, and each beach has its unique identity. So we have Anjuna Beach, Bogmolo Beach, Kalangute Beach, which are few of the most popular one. So if someone wants to go for say an adventure, serious sports activities, one might go for Kalangute Beach. If someone has to have a very quiet time or just relax on the beach, one might go for some other beaches. There are also privately owned beaches. These beach stretches are owned by the resort which is built on that particular beach. So if someone wants to visit these resorts or these beaches, these are the options that Goa has. apart from the beach and apart from the scenery, Goa it has a beautiful impact on it, and it is there because of the Portugal rule that was there in Goa. So we can see this impact on the monuments, we can see it on the forts and the churches that Goa has. Again, it has the temples which are the Hindu worship places which are there. So Aquada Fort is one such fort which was built by the Portuguese to guard entry into the river Mandovi. Now anywhere you go in Goa, there will be a river which will be going through. There is a beautiful road which winds right across river Mandovi, and it boasts of the first ever lighthouse in Asia. That's Aquada Fort that we have. So river Mandovi is supposedly the lifeline of Goa. Now, Basilica of Bom Jesus holds the mortal remains of Saint Francis Xavier. The body of Saint Francis Xavier is kept in a well-decorated casket. Now, this is where we have Old Goa Monuments. It is one of the UNESCO World Heritage Sites because it is well-preserved and it's quite old. So, it is a complex of churches and the monuments inside. This is one of the famous ones wherein you can see it is there in a decorated casket. Church of Our Lady of Immaculate Conception, 1541, is a typical Portuguese barracks style similar to the Church of Reis Magos. Now there are many churches, out of which the Old Goa Church complex is one. This is one more church which is there. Now, there out of the temples that we have, there is Bhagwati temple, which is supposedly 500 years old. It is near Panjim, that's the capital city of Goa, which attracts pilgrims from all over. And then we have a Dudhsagar waterfall, which is one of the highest waterfalls in India. So if you can see Dudhsagar falls, the reason why it is named so, when it cascades down, it is white in color. It's milky white in color, and that's how it's Dudhsagar waterfall. And it's amazingly beautiful. So if you search the images for those, you can see at what height it falls and the way it is so. Ideally, it will be best viewed when monsoon hits Goa. So all these attractions are something which Goa offers. But what attracts the tourist more to Goa is its laid-back sense. More importantly, it is a ideal time to visit there is during the New Year. Okay, that is the typical time when Goa is in a celebration. So it's a place of celebration during New Year's time or during Christmas time. So that is Goa. Let us see the next state. Now let us see what Gujarat the state has to offer. Now when we are talking about Gujarat the state, earlier we might say that Gujarat was not so much of a tourist sought after state, but in recent times, in present times, as we can see, Gujarat has been promoted in a very aggressive marketing strategy by Gujarat Tourism Board, and it has paid off. So Gujarat attracts huge number of tourists to the state. Now as a state, Gujarat has lots of attractions to offer. Apart from that, there is a special culture that is there, which is evident in the colorful way of the people of Gujarat. Then there is special food that Gujarat has to offer. All this forms a traveler's experience, and it's a rich one at that. Most importantly, most of the monuments which are in and around in Gujarat have a typical architecture which is found only in Gujarat. Now what we have here is the Adalaj stepwell. When we are talking about stepwell, these are built in reservoirs to save water, fresh water, and they have steps leading downwards. So the architecture is quite unique. These stepwells are a part and parcel of the olden Gujarat towns that we have. Now one such famous stepwell that we have is Adalaj. It is an intricately carved five-storied stepwell and is a classic example of the Indo-Islamic style of architecture. Now, if you have seen the marketing video that happens to be promoted, that is the advertisements that are there, wherein Gujarat is promoted, this Adalaj stepwell is something which is shown in the advertisement. So, this is five-storied stepwell. So, we are talking about five stories down. There are steps leading down, and it is a classical example of the Indo-Islamic style of architecture. Now, for the tourists, there is a legend which goes and which is slightly romanticized with regards to Adalaj as the stepwell. So, if you talk about the legend which goes with the stepwell, there is the king who was the Singh and his consort, that's Rupa Bai or Rupa Ba, which is there. Now, there was a Mughal ruler who invaded this particular area, and he wanted to marry Rupa. So what Rupa asked was the Adalaj stepwell, which was halfway done by the king. She asked the Mughal ruler to complete the Adalaj stepwell, and that's how the Adalaj stepwell was completed. And after the completion, the Rupa herself jumped in the stepwell and gave her life, because she was more loyal to her earlier partner, which is there. So that is one of the legend which is beautifully said if any of the tourists which goes and visits the Adalaj stepwell. This is the story which the tourist guides in their unique way tells you. So the architecture which you can see is Indian with an Islamic impact on it. Then there is Lothal, which is a site which is famous for Indus Valley civilization. So what you can see are the ruins of Lothals, and there are specific monuments. You will require, the tourist will require a very good guide across this area. Now, the other one that we have is Nal Sarovar Bird Sanctuary. As the name suggests, is Nal Sarovar. So it is famous for migratory birds. It is one of the unique wetland sanctuaries that we have. So it's Nal Sarovar, it's wetland, Sarovar and Nal. So it is famous for migratory birds which are coming across in to escape the severe winters over there. So again, it is famous with respect to people who are there for avid bird watchers. Now what we have here, it's a Kutch museum. It is supposedly famous for being the only museum of its kind which is dedicated entirely to Kutchi architecture or Kutchi culture. So that's how the Kutch museum. It was founded in 1877 by Maharao Kingarji. It has the largest existing connection of Kshatrapa inscriptions dating to the 1st century AD, and that's quite old. So as well as examples of extant script and an interesting collection of coins. So these are certain things which are which can be found only in this particular museum. It's definitely worth a visit. The next that we have is Mandvi, which is known for its beaches and the famous Vijay Vilas Palace. So Mandvi is in earlier times was known to be one of the important trade city in coming in the trade routes. Today it is famous for the beaches and the Vijay Vilas Palace, the legendary shore temple of Somnath. Now Somnath is one of the 12 Jyotirlingas that we have. It is most sacred Shiva shrine. Now if you see the architecture, how the shore temple is made, rightly said as the shore temple, it is exactly nearer to the shore. It is at the shore, you can say. So beautiful architecture. It is not only something which will attract only the pilgrims, but also the people who are trying to view how architectural really beautiful that particular temple is. Next is the Sasangir sanctuary, which is home to large number of Asiatic lions. Now when we are talking about Gir sanctuary, it is supposedly having the largest number of lions in India. Now ideally this is one of the most unique thing that Gujarat has to offer. So when we are talking about Gir, there are many tour packages which provide Gir package, that is the Gir wildlife sanctuary package, wherein they try to do Somnath, that's Somnath and Gir sanctuary package, wherein you will be given wildlife safaris inside the package. So it is quite packed, that is it is one of the hot spots that is there. So you have to be there with the reservations rather than just going there. So Sasangir sanctuary, you can have safaris and get to view beautiful Asiatic lions, which is a definite sighting at this place. The next one is Palitana, The Jain pilgrim site. Now, this is a city of shrines, rightly said so, because it has 863 Jain temples. Now, Palitana is somewhere across its hillocks, and each of these temples are dedicated to the Tirthankars of Jain religion. So, the Jain people across India definitely come to Palitana to pay visit to this particular temples. Again, these Jain temples have their own Jain architecture, which is there, but mostly it is famous for a religious or a pilgrim site rather than the architectural beauty of the place. Next is Dwarka, famous for the Krishna legends that has it, and it has the Jagat Mandir, which is there. So Dwarka is famous for the Krishna bhaks which are there. A definite visit to the Dwarka, it is one of the holy cities of India that we have. So it is said to be one of the seven holy cities which are there. Next is Modhera, the Sun Temple, which is one of the finest examples of Indian architecture that we have. So it has the temple which is known as the Modhera Sun Temple. Furthermore, there is a water tank which is known as the Surya Kund. So it is dedicated to Lord Surya, and the Kund, which is supposed to have a medical what I should say, if anyone is going and visiting this Kund, they will it has medical properties. The water has medical properties in it. But Sun Temple is most famous for the beautiful architecture. There are exquisitely carved pillars. Then we have each and every knocks, the typical work, which is one of the finest ones, wherein you can see different styles of architecture all coming together and forming an entirely new or different kind of architecture that it has to offer. These are the pictures here. We have Vijay Vilas Palace. Then this is the Somnath Temple. If you can see the pictures, and if you can also search these pictures, there are different stories or legends which are related to the temple. If you can see the shore or the beach, sorry, the sea which is there, and how alignment of that particular monument or the temple. We have the Modhera Sun Temple. This is just a part of Modhera Sun Temple. The entire complex is bigger than this. The steps and the architecture is unique. These are the pillars which are there. And we have Palitana. This is the groups of temples that we talked about, the Jain temples.